Chapter 39. Late the previous night, six sea rats had been posted on guard duty by Captain Riptongue, Felltooth and the rats, who had swum out in vain pursuit of the wave blade. Felltooth was not the most popular sea rat at Blade Girt, a fact that his mates kept reminding him of.
"Please, sir, Captain, sir, can I swim out and bring that naughty ship back?" "You great turnip brain. There was no chance of catching wave blade, and you knowed it."
Felltooth defended his unsuccessful action indignantly.
"Ah, shut up. I was trying to get that craft back for the likes of you and me, matey. Don't you realise we're marooned on Terramort now?"
"Aye, well, next time let some other dopes do the swimming, and you keep your trap shut, cabin gob. Ideas and decisions is for captains. That's why they're captains, see?"
The crack of the rock was audible in the darkness as it struck the speaker. He dropped without a sound. Felltooth leaned over him.
"Are you all right, matey?"
"Yeah!"
An arrow had gone right through Felltooth's ear. He straightened up and ran for the fort, screaming aloud.
"Attack! Attack!"
Still half asleep, the sea rat horde were rousted out by Hookfin, Riptongue and Grimtooth. They hurried into the courtyard surrounding Blade Girt, snatching weapons as they went.
"Stir your stumps, you doozy layabouts! We're under attack!"
"Come on out of there! Every rat jack of ye, move!
Pick up those weapons! Never mind your fancy clothes, you're going to a fight, not a dance!"
High in the rocks, Dandin and Mariel drew back their bows, glancing along the line of Trag warriors as they drew bowstrings tight in unison. Durry Quill nodded.
"No."
The arrows zipped off like a flight of angry wasps, straight down into the teeming courtyard, where even despite the night, they could not miss among the large numbers of milling rats. As the archers dropped down to fit more shafts to their bows, a line of warriors behind them stood up whirling slings. Again, Durry nodded.
"No."
The rocks hurtled down, chunking into the sea rats below. From a lower floor window, Gabool the Wild grabbed hold of a passing sea rat, hauling him in bodily over the sill.
"What in the name of hell, Fangs, is it going on out there?"
"I just think we're being attacked."
"I can see that, idiot. Who is he doing the attacking?"
"Sire, I don't know, but we're being cut down by arrows and rocks from both sides, left and right."
Gabool hauled the unfortunate off with him toward the banqueting hall.
"It's the badger. Oh, no, it is. You stay outside the door and sing out to me as soon as you see the badger. Hear?"
The terrified sea rat nodded dumbly, though no sooner had Gabool gone into the banqueting hall and slammed the door than the young sea rat sneaked off back to the courtyard, where a hard-slung rock put an end to all his fears. On the far hill, Joseph was marshalling his troops to snipe from two different directions of the hillside, causing great confusion among the sea rats. They would turn to fire their bows in one direction, only to be hit from behind as they did. Riptongue ran up and down the courtyard in the dark, laying about with the flat of his sword as he yelled out,
"Up there in the hills, your left, don't! Can you tell by the way those arrows and stones are coming in? You're give me that bow, you!"
He snatched a bow and arrow from a bewildered rat. Pulling the shaft taut on the bow, he held it as a row of archers ducked down. Riptongue let the arrow fly as the sling beast stood up and was rewarded with a faint cry from high on the hillside.
"See? That's the way to get them. Now get down behind the wall and use your tiny brains. Up and down, quick-like, same as they're doing to us. There ain't that many of them, judging by their volleys."
Gradually, the three captains got the sea rats into some semblance of fighting crews, using all their cunning in reply to the surprise invasion. Dandin caught a stray sea rat who had moved out of the wall cover. He glanced anxiously at Mariel.
"Where's Tarquin got to?"
As if in reply, a cry rang out from below.
"Eulalia!"
Whump, bump, thud. The battering ram had begun its work on the front gates. Tarquin had his forces screaming and yelling as they charged with the ram.
"Trag! Trag! Trag! Eulalia! Trag! Trag! Trag!"
The massive tree trunk, still matted with earth and grass, pounded its blunt head against the quivering timbers of the gates. Grimtooth dashed around to Riptongue.
They're smashing the gates in, matey! Take your force from this side and stand them off. I'll get Hookfin to do the same.
Soon the sea rats were massed halfway between the fort building and the gates. They fired arrows upward in a curving arc. The shafts fell on the ram crew, slaying several with the first volley. Tarquin ordered his archers to return fire.
Give them blood and vinegar, chaps!